I've been to Edgerton, Darlington, Middleton, Hubbleton, Hub City, Cuba City, Genoa City, Ashburn, Ashland, Packwaukee, Pewaukee, Waukesha, Conemaugh, Wapak, Milwaukee, Wausau.
It's time for the February edition of Tell Joy Where to Go, when travel writer Gary Knowles joins us with advice and information on places to go and things to do in Wisconsin. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, February 1st. Tomorrow is Groundhog Day.
You know, you want a prediction about the weather. You're asking the wrong Phil. I'll give you a winter prediction. It's going to be cold. It's going to be gray. And it's going to last you for the rest of your life.
We have our own famous groundhog in Wisconsin, Jimmy in Sun Prairie, and we will find out how we can celebrate with him and lots of other things that we can do in Wisconsin in February, and we invite your recommendations. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. You will find a link on the Facebook page to Gary Knowles' Wisconsin Event Sampler, a whole bunch of activities and events that you can check into in the month of February. Gary Knowles is the Upper Great Lakes columnist to Journal and Topics newspapers. He is a contributing travel editor for the online publication American Boomer, and he is our monthly contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. Hello, Gary.
Good morning, and happy Groundhog. Well, not quite happy Groundhog Day. Let's hope that in my estimation, at least, that Jimmy gets scared like crazy when he sticks his head up and goes back in his hole. And I don't want to see six more weeks of winter.
Right, right. And you know, I always get that confused. I think, and listeners can correct me if I'm wrong, or you can too. I think if he sees his shadow, then he gets scared and goes back, and that means that there's going to be at least six more weeks of winter. But if it's cloudy and he doesn't see his shadow, then he's not afraid, and we're going to have an early spring.
I heard the opposite explanation of that, Joy. And so maybe somebody from Sun Prairie or one of Jimmy's friends could call in and clarify.
There we
that
go.
For us
there we go.
I heard it the other way that. If he goes back in, that
we're going to have an early spring.
Yeah. I probably have it wrong. Let's ask Jimmy.
Yeah. Well, we can see Jimmy tomorrow if we want to.
Yeah, that's right.
What's going on there?
Well, Jimmy is out at Sun Prairie, and if you head over there right at Cannery Square at daybreak, when it would be the opportunity for the sun to come out, Jimmy will make an official appearance, and if he sees his shadow, then one or the other will happen. And it's right across from the right near the Sun Prairie Police Department. So if you're headed over that way, Cannery Square is the place to go. And after it's over, they have there's opportunities to have a breakfast down on the street down there at the Market Street Diner. And there's a groundhog ball Saturday night, as a matter of fact, celebrating Jimmy and his prognostication abilities, whatever they are.
Yeah, the groundhog ball. Yeah. Well, according to the all-knowing Wikipedia, here we go.
Okay.
If it is sunny, the groundhog will supposedly see its shadow and retreat back into its burrow, and the winter weather will continue for six more weeks.
I stand corrected, and thank you, and I will now know to watch that groundhog.
Yeah, and today it's going to be a mostly sunny, very cold day. Amanda Magnus, my on-air producer this morning, just walked in. She's not from Wisconsin, and she says that this is the coldest she has ever been in her life.
I can believe that, yeah. It's pretty cold out there.
It's 26 below with the wind chill. There's a wind chill advisory until noon today for, I think it's for all of Wisconsin, with wind chill factors 25 to 30 below zero expected this morning.
So. Well, I walked about a block to get here, and I was afraid to drink my coffee, thinking it might freeze to my lips.
But it's only a day. It's not going to be quite as cold tomorrow. And guess what? The forecast says cloudy tomorrow, so that's a good omen. That means Jimmy is not going to be frightened, and we should have an early spring. Cloudy, not as cold tomorrow. High's getting into the balmy teens tomorrow.
All right.
So it's it's going to be all right. So I understand you're taking off tomorrow to go check out some stuff in Lake Geneva.
I'm going to be in Lake Geneva. They have the snow sculpting championships down there, and they've been actually working on that the last few days, right down on the lakefront down there. And, yeah, we're going to go check that out and check out a place called the Baker House, which is a beautiful Victorian, I would say it's a B&B, but it's like a level above a B&B, and it's a really elegant mansion on the lake. And we'll be down there, and we'll do a little dine around and check out a few of the great places to eat down there. My wife May and I are doing an article for Madison Magazine, so we'll be down in Lake Geneva.
Highlighting Lake Geneva. I did receive, remember, Gary, last time you were on, I asked listeners for suggestions for travel resolutions for 2013, and I resolved that I would go to a different region of the state. I would travel around the state and report back once a month for the entire year. And I have to, Lake Geneva is one of my destinations. Somebody said, you got to come to Lake Geneva and watch, get on the mail boat.
You have to do the mail boat. They run it seasonally. Of course, we can't run it in winter, but but they have a young person usually, and quite often it's a young lady who gets the job to be the delivery person through the summer, and she kind of rides at the front of the boat holding the mail, and they actually deliver the mail to the piers down there on Lake Geneva.
To all the homes that are on the lake.
To the homes that are on the lake. And she jumps off at the front with carrying the mail, runs up to the post office box while the boat is cruising, going by the pier, runs back, jumps on, and grabs the back end of the boat in order to catch it just in time as it's pulling away. So it's really quite something to watch, and I know there are always some people that are sort of rooting for a splashdown.
Well, you know, I'm going to put that on the list of things to do sometime in the summer. Obviously, it's seasonal. I can't do that in February, and I don't want to do that in February. But that ice sculpting thing sounds interesting too. But I have Lake Geneva as one of the destinations. And I'm looking for a destination or destinations in February. I have not settled on a specific travel to do this month. So if there's something happening in your community or if there is some sort of event or activity that you like to do in February, let us know. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. You know, maybe with Valentine's Day coming up, we can I can haul my husband along and we can go on some romantic getaway. Maybe, Gary, you can give me some ideas after this break.
Okay.
Again, we are going to have a mostly sunny, cold day today, highs only in the single digits, and we will have wind chills below zero this morning, anywhere between 25 and 30 below. That wind chill advisory remains in effect until noon today. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
Love is in the air. Love is in the air. Oh.
This is Tell Joy Where to Go for February. And of course, Valentine's Day is coming up, hoping to get some ideas of some fun things to do around the state in celebration of Valentine's Day, or maybe some sort of romantic getaway in one of our fine communities. And we are looking forward to your suggestions for any fun thing to do, places to see. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page as well and check out Gary's Wisconsin event sampler when you're there. Gary Knowles is our monthly contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. And Gary, have any recommendations on things to do in celebration of Valentine's Day?
Well, as a matter of fact, I would say, you know, there are a lot of kind of traditional things you can do. Going away to a really romantic bed and breakfast is a good idea. And, you know, some of the more famous ones around Wisconsin, the old Rittenhouse Inn up in Bayfield is one of those that is kind of the granddaddy, and a great old Victorian place up there. If you get to Door County has a lot of great B&Bs that offer an exquisite breakfast and, you know, really fine accommodations. The White Lace Inn is probably the senior place up there that everybody really loves, and it's great in Sturgeon Bay and well worth checking out. There's a really neat place up in Chautauqua called Canoe Bay.
Oh, yes, and I've heard of that. Yeah,
yeah, and it's really rated like one of the top in the country, and well worth going to that. Actually, the place that I mentioned that we're going to Lake Geneva this weekend, the Baker House, is probably ought to be on that list because it really is neat. As I understand it, when you get there, they assign you a butler and a chambermaid.
Oh, my gosh.
So if you're into Downton Abbey, you know, you can exercise that gene a little bit there. The you know, other places that are more modern that are really neat, the Osthoff Resort in Elkhart Lake being really good. Actually, that's one of the places I'm recommending that you go in July.
That's right, for the vintage races,
when
right?
When you do the vintage races. I'll see if we can get you going up there, yeah. You know, Green Bay, you know, Donald Driver is retiring. So maybe you can go up to Green Bay and spend some time up in Green Bay and enjoy some of that city. Go to Lambeau. You know, romance is different for different people.
That's right.
So, you know,
I love
there are those.
Good old Green Bay. You know, what I also love is chocolate.
Yeah.
I mean, you can just go buy chocolate at one of your favorite chocolate stores, obviously. But isn't there a chocolate event coming up?
There's plenty of chocolate. That's mm-hmm. right. If you happen to go to Appleton on Valentine's Day, they've been doing this for a while. They do Death by Chocolate, it's called, where a lot of the stores all do special chocolate treats that they put out. And you can buy a ticket. You can do the whole run and go to every one of them. But probably the biggest one is Kohler, where they do a multi-day celebration of chocolate. And that goes from the 15th to the 17th at the American Club. And I really think you should do that one.
There
Joy.
We go. Did and you see my eyes light up?
They actually have a class there where I believe you can, I think you get to make your own chocolates in Craverie, which is their chocolatier shop there. And also you can try their, I think it's champagne-filled chocolate hearts. Now, if you can't get romantic about that, I you know, then we'll have to go to something like the railroad train, the snow train. But I think the American Club would be a good place for you to spend your Valentine's Day.
There we go. Gary, I think you found it, but we'll see what our listeners have to suggest as well for Valentine's weekend or, for that matter, any day in February. What are you looking forward to doing? You can tell Joy where to go. And Gwen in Weyerhaeuser is with us. Hi, Gwen.
Good morning, Joy.
Morning.
You know what you really do have to do in February? You have to head up to Hayward, Wisconsin, and go to the Birkebeiner race.
Is it going to happen? Is there snow there?
There is snow right now, and hopefully we'll get some more. And if you like chocolate, they have a fabulous fudge shop in Hayward.
Well, they do. That's right. I've been there.
And that is, but that's, and that's actually on the 23rd, right?
23rd of February.
That's
yes.
Right, yeah.
Yes. It's a fabulous event. Thousands and thousands of spectators and skiers. It's about a 33-mile race. And my husband is doing his 34th this year. So,
well, wow. Congratulations!
To you.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And yeah, that would be that's the type of thing that I'm looking for. Some real it can be big or not so big event. And the Birkebeiner certainly is. That's
it's a classic.
Yeah.
And it's kind of difficult to find a place to stay. So if you're really serious about coming up, we'll get a cot in our B&B room for you.
Did you say you have a B&B?
Yeah, that's where we stay every year. But
oh, I see.
Seriously, it's an incredible event. So thank you.
Thank you very much,
yeah,
Gwen, for recommending the American Birkebeiner. Well, you know, I can go to Kohler Valentine's weekend and the Birkebeiner the next weekend.
You can chocolate up one weekend and then go chocolate off at the Birkebeiner.
You know, I know what I am doing on the 23rd, though, in Madison. It's a fundraiser for Olbricht Gardens in Madison. I don't know if tickets are still available, but it is a fundraiser for Old Brook Gardens. It's on February the 23rd, and it is a night of indulgence, and it is chocolate-related. It is you can sip local or state wines and nosh on chocolates.
And where is that going to be?
It's at Old Brook Gardens. Old Brook Gardens. So
it's kind of tropical over there, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's what. Yeah, that's what it is. You can kind of be in the conservancy, I think they call it.
Yeah.
And so that is what I think I have to do this year, but maybe the Berkey is going to be next year, but I'm sure there are going to be a lot of people up there. So yeah, I'm going to. I did do my own cross country skiing, Gary, this past month.
Where did you do that?
Just at O'Dana Hills Golf Course in Madison. I did not travel far. My month of January travels mainly in Madison. I went snowshoeing and I went cross-country skiing at parks in Madison. And then I did go to eagle watching days in Prairie du Sac.
Ah.
And that was, I think that was January 19th, if I'm not mistaken. And it was very nice, pretty chilly, but it was very nice. And I stopped at the Wollersheim Winery as well, and I got their Eagle White Wine and a bottle of their port.
Boy, that Eagle White Wine has become popular. You know, I understand that a lot of times they may run out of it by summer. People get used to it. It's kind of a nice wine. And I love that port. I was up there for the port celebration last week, and boy, a lot of people were up there, and the Eagles were out.
Yep.
There were a number of them up there.
Yep. So my January in Wisconsin was kind of Madison in South Central Wisconsin. I did take a big vacation, and I went to Mexico. So that doesn't count, though, for my Wisconsin travels. I did post some photos on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, so you can check that out. And also be sure to check out one event I went to in Madison was Amanda Magnus, my producer, is a roller derby star.
A queen.
Yeah, and she I don't know, what do you play roller derby? What do you do?
maybe we'll have to wait for Amanda to tell us, probably, right?
And she there was an event with the recreational league of the Madison roller derby, and so there's a photo of that on the Facebook page as well. Let's take other calls. Kay in Jackson County is with us. Hi, Kay. What are you looking forward to?
Well, the weekend of the 8th and 9th and the 15th and 16th, the Falls Players, our community theater group, is doing The Odd Couple. And seeing that one of the original Odd Couple passed away this year, we're doing that show.
Oh.
And the tickets are only $10. And Jackson County, Black River Falls, is right on the freeway between here and there. And the play is going to be done at the Lunda Theater, which is in the Black River Falls High School. That's on Highway 54. And if you need something to do while you're waiting for the show...
And I would want to know, yes.
Well, yeah, we've got a glass art studio, we've got an oil painting studio, we've got antique shops, we have a really cool coffee shop called Molly's. That place is just bizarre. You got to see that.
what makes it so bizarre?
Well, it's in an old car garage, you know, where they used to fix the cars back in the 30s.
Yeah, right. Neat.
And the whole place is done in like a 70s, 60s decor. And oh my God, it's just really cool.
We've got to
check out Molly's in Black River Falls.
Yeah, the tables are made out of old doors.
And I'm sorry, I missed the dates of the play. Okay.
The play is next weekend, the 8th and 9th, and the weekend after that, the 15th and 16th.
Sounds
great. The Odd Couple.
Yeah, all thank right. you so much, Kay. Great. Have you been to Black River Falls, Gary?
You know, I've been through it a few times, and I've always meant to try to spend some time there because it is an interesting-looking community, and it sounds like it'd be well worth stopping. I know there's a casino up in that area, too, and a lot of good reasons to go up there.
And Amanda reports that if anybody else in the Madison area, or if you come to Madison, if you want to catch a Mad Rollin' Dolls Derby bout, she's a Mad Rolling Doll, is she?
Is she mad?
I think it's the recreational league for the Mad Rolling Dolls. They are going to have an event on February the 16th called Slugs and Kisses.
Okay. I just want to know if Amanda's ever knocked anybody out of the ring.
I saw her get close. She's a mad wrecking doll. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I just don't know. I don't know all these names.
Seems pretty nice around here. I don't know.
Yeah. Richard in Duluth is with us now. Hi, Richard.
Hey, Richard.
Yeah, good morning. You need to do Book Across the Bay. You actually ski or snowshoe at night on the ice of Lake Superior from Ashland to Washburn. It starts around 6 o'clock at night. I think it's the weekend before the Berkey, so like the 15th or so. And there's luminarias the whole way. Every kilometer, there's big bonfires. And then the very middle, there's a stop with big plastic palm trees, and they have hot chocolate. You ski 8 kilometers at night along these luminarias and bonfires. And then in Washburn, you ski off the ice of Lake Superior to a big tent, and they have a dance.
Oh, gosh, does that sound... It sounds really like a great time. Richard, are you going to be doing this?
Oh, absolutely. We do it every year. We drive over from Duluth, it's just a real hoot. Everybody, hangs out on the ice on Shequamagon Bay. That's a mouthful. And then after the sun goes down, suddenly everybody heads out over to Washburn across the ice.
I love it.
Just so you know, it's on the 16th, and we do have it on our list. And you're right, it's one of those things that's really neat. How's the ice up there, do you know?
It's plenty thick. I know, because that's really deep into the bay there, I think it's already 2 feet thick, so it's no problem. It'll definitely be running, and right now on my car, it's 16 below zero, so I think we're farming some more ice.
You're almost as cold as Madison. Then,
well, that might be without the wind chill there.
Yeah, I imagine.
Richard, thank you so much for that suggestion. There's lots going on Valentine's weekend. I'll have a hard time choosing.
Book across the bay.
Yeah, I love it. Well, we will continue taking your recommendations of things to do in February in or around Wisconsin. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us on Twitter @Joy Cardine Show. We're going to check news and this week's edition of Wisconsin Life, and then we'll be back. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
3 feet of snow outside, and I swear it's 9 below.
Well, it's actually worse than 9 below. It's at least 25 below with the wind chill in many parts of Wisconsin this morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, and this is the February edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Once a month, travel writer Gary Knowles joins us with advice and info on places to go and things to do in Wisconsin, and we'll continue to take your recommendations at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, and we'll continue to take those recommendations after this edition of Wisconsin Life. Who needs an ice rink when you have a pond? Commentator Laura Lane discovered this old-fashioned pleasure in her own backyard.
We have a pond in our neighborhood. I never thought it was anything special. It's medium size, and geese flock to it in the warmer months. In the winter, it's usually buried under snow and blends in completely with the endless gray landscape. One cold, dreary afternoon, our neighbors called and invited us down to the pond to ice skate. They had shoveled the snow off the pond and set out lawn chairs. They also lugged a netted goal onto the ice. The idea of ice skating on a pond seemed quaint and old-fashioned, but also magical to me. I grew up out west, 1,000 miles away from Wisconsin. The only times I had seen people ice skating on ponds was on television at Rockefeller Plaza or in a picture book. My husband and I got the kids dressed in their full winter regalia, hats, gloves, neck warmers, jackets, and snow pants. We had learned about wearing snow pants the hard way a year before, when we took the kids ice skating at an indoor rink and let them wear jeans. They were absolutely soaked and freezing by the time we finished, especially given the number of times they fell smack on their bottoms on the ice. I also had the kids' hockey helmets ready to go. Since our outing to the indoor rink the year before, I didn't trust their bicycle helmets to keep them safe. Of course, when we got to the pond, they were the only kids wearing helmets. Our neighbor's children were gliding and swooping on the ice with only their stocking caps gracing their heads. I was too chicken to get out on the ice myself, so I watched and chatted with my neighbors as my husband and kids tentatively maneuvered their way over the icy surface. Soon all three grew more confident, and they started gliding on the ice in small bursts. One neighbor friend handed our daughter a hockey stick, and she had great fun trying to hit the puck into the goal. Our son grew tired of falling and struggling to stand on the ice, so he joined some other kids who were sledding down a small hill adjacent to the pond. It was a bitterly cold day, but for once I didn't complain. Ice skating on a pond is exhilarating, even when you're just watching from the sidelines. When we finally decided to head home, our cheeks were pink, and everyone felt happy and tired in a good way. We tromped into the house, peeled off our winter gear, and made some hot cocoa with marshmallows. It's then that I realized that when you live in Wisconsin, you don't endure winter, you celebrate it.
Commentator Laura Lane is a writer in Madison. Wisconsin Life is produced by Ann Strain-Champs and Erica Janik. This episode was produced in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from the Mead-Witter Foundation of Wisconsin Rapids. For more information, visit our website at wisconsinlife.org. And we are celebrating winter and things to do in February in Wisconsin during this February edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 20 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Friday, February the 1st. We are talking with Gary Knowles, our monthly contributor to these programs. He's a travel writer, Great Lakes columnist to Journal and Topics newspapers, a contributing travel editor for the online publication American Boomer, freelance writer too, working on a piece for Madison Magazine, Gary, on things to do in Lake Geneva for a future episode or edition. And we are talking about great things going on in the state of Wisconsin, including winter activities like sled dog races coming up.
Sled dogs, yeah. It's the Wisconsin version of the Iditarod, essentially. It's Bayfield has the Apostle Island sled dog races taking place up there. And that's actually going on this weekend, the 2nd and 3rd. And it's probably, I think it starts today. They have a musher's banquet, and it's really great. I was up there for the races one year, and, you know, those dogs just love the run. And they kind of go all over the whole top of the peninsula up in the Bayfield area. It's free to spectate, and they actually they use a lot of volunteer help. So if you want to go up and be a dog wrangler, you can do that. And that's really kind of a fun thing to do.
Yeah, that's nice. That was one of the things. I think you had mentioned that I won't be able to do that this weekend, but you can actually go up there, I think, and learn how to be a dog sled. You can do a dog sled at some point.
You can do it. There are places where, actually, if you just want to ride, you can just go get a ride.
Yeah.
And it's for fee, of course.
Right.
But, you can learn all about the sled dog running, and it's really, even if you just go watch, it's a lot of fun to do that.
And the Badger State Games are also going on.
They're in Wausau. That's right. They're wrapping up in Wausau. They've got Nordic skiing, figure skating, bowling, billiards, indoor stuff as well. And then they also have indoor curling. They have one of the country's largest curling there's a word for it. I would say shed, but I'm not sure the word. It's a curling arena up there, and huge Olympic size ice rinks. And so I would say watch in the future for some real Olympic champions to come out of Wisconsin, because we've got the facilities for it now. So
that would be a fun thing to try too, just to see what it's like.
And Iola has a winter carnival taking place this weekend. So a lot of good winter things going on. If you want to go outside, and actually, if you missed the 1st of January polar bear plunge, Wisconsin Rapids won't disappoint you. They have a polar plunge taking place on Saturday, so you can go jump in the water.
Yeah, I think I saw it on your list. Yeah, I did. And Michael on Facebook suggested going to the Hot Air Rise in Hudson.
Yeah, for sure. That's really become quite a tradition up there. The Hot Air Affair, I think, is what they still call it. And They have a balloon glow, of course, in the evening where all the balloons light up on the field out there. And then they also go up into the air. This is a great time for balloon rides because hot air rises, and it really rises in this weather. And so those balloons are flying up there. They also have a pancake breakfast in addition, so you can do a pancake breakfast and see the balloons. And, yeah, that's really a lot of fun. There's a snow jump championship going on, a tournament over at Westby.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of good reasons to go outdoors and kind of enjoy the winter weather.
I am going to try to enjoy the winter weather, maybe when it's not quite as cold as it is this morning, but still plenty of time to enjoy some winter fun. But I'm also looking forward to, Gary, getting a taste of spring.
Ooh.
Coming up. This is next weekend.
Okay.
The Garden Expo is at the Exhibition Hall of the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. Garden Expo will be taking place February 8, 9, and 10. And this is something that Wisconsin Public Radio works with Wisconsin Public Television to put on this wonderful affair. And Wisconsin Public Radio's Larry Mueller will be there with Wisconsin Public Television's Shelley Ryan. And they will be taking a look back at the 21 years of the Wisconsin Gardener. Shelley
wow.
is the Wisconsin Gardener and is the television program and also is a fairly regular guest with Larry as well on his Garden Talk show, which is every Friday at 11 here on the Ideas Network. But if you'd like to see them in person, that's at 10:15 in the morning on Saturday, February 9th at the Alliant Center in Madison Garden Expo. And it's not just Larry and Shelley, but all sorts of garden-related exhibits. And lots of Wisconsin Public Radio staff will be there as well. Wisconsin Public Radio has a booth at the Garden Expo, and yours truly will be staffing that booth on Sunday. So I'll be there on Sunday the 9th from 1 in the afternoon until 3 in the afternoon.
Well, there's nothing like, you know, 18 below wind chill to make you think about a Garden Expo. I'll say that.
Yep,
I mean, that's
yep.
really true and make you really appreciate it. So that ought to be good. Well, we'll stop in and see you there, Joey.
Good. If you have a recommendation of somewhere to go, some place to see, some event to take part in or activity to enjoy in your neck of the woods, we welcome that at 1-800-642-1234. Especially looking for things to do in February. As I resolved at the beginning of the year, I am going to take a trip somewhere in Wisconsin once every month to a different region of the state and check out your community. Maybe go to some event or some take part in some activity. Maybe go to a restaurant in your community. And looking forward to your suggestions. The right now, I think we have a front runner, and that is the Kohler chocolate event.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to resist making your own chocolates. And you know, of course, going to the Craverie, which is their chocolate shop up there. And, you know, Kohler has some real signature chocolates. When you stay at the American Club, you get to try those. I think you'd really enjoy it.
Well, that's the front runner so far, but we'll see. There maybe is room for two trips in February. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk at WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And you can check out Gary's Wisconsin Event Sampler on Facebook. It's also at WPR.org/joy. It's going to be a sunny, very cold day today. Highs just in the single digits. Wind chill advisory remains in effect until noon today with wind chills that will make it feel as though it is 25 below to 30 below zero. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
Been to Auburndale, New Auburn, Berlin, New Berlin, London, New London, Rome, the other Rome, Franklin, the other Franklin, New Franklin, Richmond, New Richmond, Ridgewood, Woodruff, Woodford, Pleasantville, Pleasant Prairie, Sun Prairie, Star Prairie, Prairie Sheen, Prairie Sack, Black Flambeau, Vernon. I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy air, hey.
So tell Joy where to go in February, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk at WPR.org. Or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I'm Joy Cardine with Gary Knowles and our Next caller is David in Lake Tomahawk. Hi, David.
Hey, David.
Morning, Joy. Morning. I'm going to advertise a friend of mine put on an indoor music festival in Elkhart Lake, the 7th, 8th, and 9th. It's called Swamp and Grass, and there is both Cajun music and bluegrass music, and held at the Victorian Village in Elkhart Lake, and it is a good time.
Sounds like it. It sounds good to me, too.
That Victorian Village is a neat place, too.
Yeah, and most of the people that go there stay at Siebert's there. It's just a fun time. Anyway, it's a really good time in the middle of winter, and
it does to be able to Cajun music, bluegrass music, an indoor music festival sounds good right about now.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah.
And you had some other indoor events too, Gary, that you wanted to highlight.
Yeah, I was going along the same lines of the music this evening in Sheboygan at the Stephanie Wheel Center right downtown on 8th Street. If you missed the winter dance party when Buddy Holly came through, this is essentially the same thing without the Buddy Holly. Roy Orbison, Elvis, Johnny Cash tribute show.
Oh.
And these guys are good. I've heard them. And they are really people, really some good people. Danny J, the Pavarotti of rock, they call him. And this is a great late 50s, early 60s rock and roll show.
And this is in Sheboygan.
And that's in Sheboygan tonight. And it's also going to be on the 23rd in Oshkosh. And I was just looking at that. And this is, these guys are really talented. And you'll love the show. I mean, they go on and on. And some good stuff up there.
If we're in Sheboygan for that show, you said a new microbrewery opened up in Sheboygan?
There is a new place up there called it's the Three Sheeps Brewery. And Three Sheeps, yep. Right. And it's a woolly place, I guess. But their beer is supposed to be really good, a craft brew place. And they are doing a Three Sheeps paired dinner at Kohler, at the American Club. And that's coming up on the 22nd. And so if you want to try their new brews on the 22nd of February at Kohler, the American Club is having their special dinner up there, and should be a lot of fun.
Yeah. David on Facebook writes, it's not Wisconsin, but right across the border in McHenry, Illinois. For Valentine's, you can do an art paint party where couples can paint a painting together of roses that will last forever. Well, is that a nice idea?
I haven't heard of that before.
I've never heard of such a thing.
McHenry County, huh?
Yeah, McHenry, Illinois.
McHenry, Illinois,
yeah.
Okay.
And, gosh, what if you can't paint?
Well, I have a hunch it's abstract then, maybe,
Well, I think that's a sweet idea, though. And we welcome suggestions from across the border. And, in fact, you have Minnesota. There's a Minnesota event going on, Winter Carnival.
There's a Winter Carnival is wrapping up this weekend, I think, up in St. Paul. And they've got an ice castle they've built up there, which is really pretty spectacular and well worth checking that out. And then we also have over in Winona, Minnesota, next weekend, actually going for the whole week, they have a celebration of Rockwell Kent up there. And I don't know if you know Rockwell Kent.
No.
He was an illustrator who was really known as a really incredible illustrator. He did a lot of things about the Yukon. He did some really great paintings. He had a real great talent, and he was also well known for being the first American to have his work exhibited in the Soviet Union in 1967, and he won the Lenin Peace Prize, which of course got him into some controversy. And his work is up there at an incredible museum called the Minnesota Maritime Museum. It's in Winona. If you ever get to Winona for any reason, stop in at the Maritime Museum.
We'll do.
Really well worth checking this out.
Our next caller is Helen in Green Bay. Hello, Helen.
Hello. I want to tell you about the wonderful display of the Story of the Hmong, which is being held right now at the Neville Museum.
Oh.
And it also...
Green Bay.
Yeah.
Right, yes. And it tells a story of not only how they moved from their country away from the war and the problems that they encountered on the way, but then it tells about their lifestyle in Laos, where they had lived. And along with this, they have a story of about 20 women and their story, their personal story. It's just, it's a very, very wonderful, wonderful show. And everyone should go.
That's great. Yeah, that'd be a good one. You know, one of the neat things I saw one year was I happened to go to Osseo, Wisconsin, where, of course, the Norske Nook pie place is, and mm-hmm. that's why I was there. But I happened to stop in a craft shop across the street, and there's a lot of Hmong people that settled up in that area, up in the Osseo area. And as a matter of fact, they were taught, and they worked back and forth with a lot of the Amish people in that area, who are also known for their quilting abilities and whatever. And there was some really interesting cross-cultural things going on as the Amish and the Hmong traded technique and artistic ability with their quilting. So, yeah, I bet this is a great show, too.
Thank you so much, Helen, for sharing that. This just caught my eye for some reason, Gary. It's a little bit in Manitowoc on the 16th.
Yep.
I can go and learn about women in the history of U.S. lighthouses.
It's mm-hmm. on my list, and I had that one circled too, Joy. I was going to say that might be a really neat thing to do. If you want to celebrate Valentine's Day with your sweetie, head over there and find out what life was like for those people who tended the lights for us and made sure that people got home safe, you know, on the Great Lakes. And, boy, there's some great stories. And the Maritime Museum is a good place to visit anytime in Manitowoc, too. So that should be a good one.
Yeah, and I've heard a lot about this particular event from Dan in Drummond, one of our regular callers to this show, and I can't believe he didn't remind us that the barstool races are taking place in February on the 16th.
Well, you might not be out there doing some test runs or something, you know, although it's pretty cold for it. You never know. It's on the 16th, too, you said, right?
Yeah, same day. Yeah. So, yeah, I guess you can watch as participants race on decorated bar stools, whatever, and then there's a big chili cook-off after that. It sounds like it's a lot of fun.
Well, and if you like that, then you'll probably also like on the 23rd in Perkinstown, the outhouse races are taking place on the 23rd.
So you actually go sliding down a hill or something in an outhouse?
They have special outhouses that they've, I guess they started with some real ones, but I think these days they construct different ones.
With wheels on them or something, huh?
And I think so, yep. And they have a designated rider, too, I believe. So
I wonder what they're riding on, huh? let's see. Michael in Green Bay is with us. Hello, Michael.
Hi there. How are you today?
Hey there.
Good. It sounds like you're going to send me to Door County.
Yes, it is Winterfest in Fish Creek this weekend.
Oh, I love Fish Creek. I love Door County, too. What's happening at Winterfest?
I know out on the ice they have human foosball and ice bowling.
How does human foosball work?
They just set up a big field, and you've got to hang on to a tether, and you move as you would if you were on a foosball table.
I saw a picture of that once. It looked hilarious. Yeah.
It's pretty funny. They have a big chili competition as well. There's bands at Bayside Tavern at night and a cross-country ski competition through Peninsula State Park, and a parade kicks it off at 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Michael, thank you so much. Boy, Gary, we have a minute to go. What a lot of fun we can have in Wisconsin in February. You want to leave us with
I'm just looking through my list here, and there's a lot of things we didn't get to that are on the list, so check them out. But certainly, if you get up to the Woodson Museum up in Wausau, I think they have snow sculpture going on up there this weekend as well. That would be a lot of fun, to see. And don't miss those hot air balloons up in Hudson. That is pretty spectacular.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, and I will. I'll decide after I think about this a little bit more where the destination is in February. I think it might be Kohler, because I haven't been to that part of the state in a long time. Chocolate is calling. So, Gary, thank you very much for being here, and I'll report back and look forward to your next visit in March.
We'll see you soon.
Gary Knowles. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.